This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. New figures from the Club of Nations, known as the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, reveal that Britain is now second only to the United States in the total amount of cash it pays out in foreign aid. The British government spends three times more on aid per head of its population than the U.S. does. But amid opposition to this price tag, this has become a higher profile political issue in the U.K. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard has this report.
10, 9, 8, 7.
India has its own space program. It even has its own aid program too. And yet last year, the British government gave the Indians almost $500 million.
It's absolutely absurd. It would be laughable if it weren't such an egregious waste of hard-earned taxpayers' money.
Jonathan Isaby of the Taxpayers Alliance says Britain's spending more on aid than ever before, at a time of austerity at home and when the UK government still has to borrow billions to make ends meet.
The national debt is going up, you know, £1 billion every week, which is storing up debts for the next generation, which itself is hugely immoral.
But others say the UK should be proud of the help it gives to other countries.
We, on a regular daily basis, achieve remarkable and amazing things with our aid.
Sally Copley of the UK's leading aid agency, Oxfam.
Over a five-year period, British aid helped 11 million children go through school. It made sure we could distribute nearly 50 million bed nets, which then contribute to malaria deaths falling dramatically.
But the critics claim too much aid money is spent on frivolous, undeserving projects. This Kenyan soap opera was partly financed with UK aid. So was this Ethiopian girl band. Unlike the US, the UK has committed itself to the UN target of spending 0.7% of its GDP on aid, come what may. Some taxpayers are having their doubts about the policy.
It's too much.
I'm not against foreign aid, but it's got to be spent wisely.
I think that money should be reversed and brought back to England or Britain to pay for the home affairs.
But a clear majority of British voters does not want the aid budget cut. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.